USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It's back to work for the grand jury in New York City this week that's been hearing evidence against former President Trump brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The panel's been focusing on how Trump handled the classified documents he took to Mar-a-Lago. Still no hint on whether Smith is ready to seek an indictment. Supporters and detractors seem to agree that Trump probably did himself harm by showing people a classified document a few months after he left office. The high-profile incident came in an interview of Trump recorded by both the interviewers and a Trump assistant in 2021. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin calls Trump's reported comments a consciousness of guilt. He explained that on CNN today.
And if a person acts with a consciousness of their own guilt or a consciousness of their own potential wrongdoing, that demonstrates that if they go forward nonetheless, there's intent.
But Raskin stopped short of saying Trump should be charged, calling that a decision for the Justice Department. Following up last month's town hall featuring Trump, CNN will air a similar formatted event tonight with former South Carolina governor and current presidential candidate Nikki Haley. The town hall's at Grandview University in Des Moines before an audience of Iowa Republicans who say they will take part in caucuses in January. Authorities in India say they've identified the railroad workers responsible for Friday's derailment and crash that killed nearly 200 train passengers and injured more than 1,000. The statement says a high-speed passenger train was diverted to a sidetrack where it crashed into a freight train. The state-run TV network in Poland says about 100,000 people showed up for an anti-government protest in Warsaw today. Independent news media, including the Associated Press, say the crowd was more like 500,000. Many in Poland are fearing it's heading to an autocratic regime similar to Hungary or Turkey. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Sunday morning talk show scene is in flux. Chuck Todd says he's leaving Meet the Press in a few weeks. Todd's hosted the show for nearly 10 years. MSNBC anchor Kristen Welker will be the new host of Meet the Press. Colorado is putting a major gun control proposal on the books, banning so-called ghost guns.
Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill that bans the manufacture and sale of unregistered privately made guns.
This signing is really a celebration of our ability to come together around common sense legislation.
The law also establishes a process for anyone currently with ghost guns to get them registered by 2024, and they'll have to complete a background check. This was the fifth gun control bill passed by the Colorado General Assembly during the legislative session. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Authorities in Hong Kong are cracking down more than ever on people trying to mark the anniversary of the uprising in Tiananmen Square. In the past, tens of thousands have gathered in Hong Kong to mark today. COVID ended that, helped along now by police. It's not the same look, and it has nothing like the little four-cylinder engine it shared with the Beetle, but the Volkswagen Microbus is back, sort of. The new version is called the ID Buzz. It's about the same size as the classic Microbus of the 50s and 60s. The Buzz has that name for a reason, though. It's electric. By the way, the official name of what we call the Microbus was the Volkswagen Transporter. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.